Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. And Ryan, we're approaching the end of the first quarter of 2021. Time really flies. And it's been quite choppy in the sense. I mean, we saw two straight days of Wall Street finishing in the red. To our surprise, it was in the green this morning. Choppy water is also causing a problem with the Suez Canal. Beached whale look-alike there. I mean, there are quite a lot of things to digest as we wrap up this week and look forward to the last trading week of the first quarter.
Yeah, a bit of parallel when you look at what's happening in the Suez Canal. We've got that beached whale of a container ship just jamming up the traffic. So in a sense, markets also stuck in a bit of limbo. Where do things go from here? Because it's been going back and forth between growth and cyclical, and even the bond yield behaviors are not really having the same type of relationship with tech stocks right now, because bond yields went up overnight, but tech stocks also went up to a certain extent. So quite a bit to digest. Of course, overnight we had some good news in the form of US weekly jobless claims coming in at a one-year low. Also, President Joe Biden doubling his target for vaccinations from 100 million to 200 million in his first 100 days. So that's good news. Not so good news for tech shares under pressure for various reasons. You have the CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google in Congress testifying against their role in spreading misinformation in regard to the Capitol Hill riots. And Chinese tech shares also under pressure because of new rules potentially that will mean more scrutiny. Well, to get the bigger picture, TGIF, and the F is for Francis Tan, investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Morning, Francis. How are you doing?
Good morning, TGIF, everybody. Everything's okay, good.
Hey, Francis, quite a bit to get through. So let's get your reading on the economy, or rather the markets first. It's been quite choppy. There doesn't seem to be a clear motivation in the past week. We haven't seen a clear streak for more than 2 days. And overnight, the relationship between bond yields and tech shares seems to have broken down. How are you approaching your markets right now?
Okay. I mean, if we look at the financial indicators, usually it's very hard to see any form of relationship or non-relationship when we are looking at it in the short term, such as over a single day or even in a week. We do tend to have to look at it on the longer term average. So sometimes it may seem to be a broken down. For instance, a very good relationship will always be the US dollar and the gold. Sometimes it moves in a negative correlation, or sometimes it's positive. So because of the shorter term, so usually it's very hard to look at the relationship, but generally the relationship will hold. Now, in this instance, we have already been seeing that the bond yields on the longer term average has been rising since the start of this year, and technology shares, or even growth stocks in general, because they are non-dividend paying, and with such high valuations, naturally they tend to go down. So generally, bond yields moving higher, tech shares going lower. Now, going ahead, I believe that over the past couple of weeks of decline in the tech shares, also with in accordance with some policy risks as well, especially from the Chinese side, I believe it's a bit overdone, and there could be selective opportunities in some of these tech counters as we proceed into April, which is the second quarter of the year. Now, if you look at the S&P 500 technology index, over the last 10 years, April has been actually a very good year. Only for two years, it went down, but most of the time, April is actually giving you a positive return. So I'm looking forward to that in terms of seasonality. Another thing will be that I believe that technology, anyway, since we are in the pandemic or even post-pandemic, is all around us. So for investors who are under-invested in this part, I think it's also good to look at loading on to some of the technology when the time is right, which is actually quite good valuations right now. But wait till the forest series is over. That's one of the key risks right now.
Oh, yeah. That's very interesting to note, Francis, because we are all talking about the rotation that's underway from growth towards value and cyclicals. Is that going to put more pressure on tech in the near term? And is this, in a way, a opportunity to buy on the dips?
Okay, so do not get me wrong, because we think that the opening up of the economies and with mass vaccinations increasing more and more around the world, we are continuing to see a cyclical shift, a rotation from growth to value. And that's really because the value stocks or the cyclical stocks has been hammered so badly in the midst of the pandemic. So there's a lot more room for the value stocks or the cyclical stocks to move higher. And by cyclicals, I mean your financials or industrials, and even those sectors that have been hammered so badly during the pandemic, and those include your airlines or hospitality. So for investors who hasn't been looking at this part and who think that there will still continuing to be a worsening pandemic, no, you're wrong, because I think the pandemic is getting better right now, because everywhere around the world, except for some pockets of risk, you know, in Turkey or in Germany or even in Brazil, we do tend to see some of the infections rising at a faster pace. But otherwise, the rest of the world, things are okay. So do go for some of these value stocks. I believe that's okay. Now, the only thing when I was saying just now about the opportunities in technology mainly stems from a longer-term outlook that technology is here to stay. Now, if you're going to split technology into two main parts, one part are those technology that's ever-evolving around us. Now, so your FANG stocks are in your mind. Mm. And these are sitting on huge cash piles. They are having good revenue, good profit margins. I think those are the blue-chip, high, large capitalization type of technology that will be here to stay for a long time. So it's okay to see some correction in them. In fact, buy on the dips in terms of the correction. Now, the other part of the technology will be those still not earning money. They are money losing right now, but great growth prospects, because you read so much about the fundamentals of the company. Yes, then you can allocate a bit into those for your multi-bagger returns coming up in the future.
Yeah, Francis, do make a distinction between US tech shares and Chinese tech shares, because Chinese tech shares have been going through quite a bit of a tough time with scrutiny, not just in China, but also in the US. You've got a new rule. Now, US law or regulators can identify Chinese companies for US auditing measures. So that could face a threat of being delisted if they don't comply. What's your take on this difference between US and Chinese tech shares?
Okay, one of the key things, if I would like to look at the fundamental difference, is that U.S. tech shares, they are very much exposed not just to the U.S. geography, but they are exposed to the world. So the U.S. technology companies are selling basically very much to the rest of the world. For Chinese, I would say that a larger part of the tech companies are still basically domestically driven. Their main clientele are the mainland, in the mainland China. So that's one of the key fundamental difference. Now, the second thing is that while being in the U.S., technology, I will say that although it also has policy risk, because the governments around the world increasingly have been putting a lot of scrutiny on U.S. tech companies as well. So that could be in the form of policy risk, similar to what we are seeing in China as well. Now, but at the end of the day, there may be policy risk, because some of these tech companies are growing bigger by the day and may turn the lever of power towards them. However, I believe that at the end of the day, technology is here to stay. It's part and parcel of our life in the future. So I believe that with the rising Chinese economy and the higher per capita GDP, that will continue to have a strong demand in Chinese technology. So I think that's quite okay.
Okay. Watching Francis Tan, he is the investment strategist at UOB Private Bank. Now, Francis, we were talking about relationships just now between how you might see reactions in terms of how one data point could mean something for another asset. So if you look into relationships, how should investors be reacting to good economic data right now? Because overnight, you had U.S. weekly jobless claims coming in at a one-year low, under 700,000 for the first time in the pandemic, so to speak. How should investors read into this? Is this a signal that the economic recovery is faster? That means you might see rate hikes sooner than expected?
Well, I believe that the Fed, ever since after the global financial crisis, they are very much more careful right now with another one we call is the monetary policy risk, with over-tightening too quickly. So this time around, as has been signaled by Powell for many months, they're going to maintain the low rates at the shorter term, and the Fed funds target for a longer time. I mean, if you look at the dot plot right now, the interest rate is going to remain low until the end of 2023. So I'm going to continue to believe in that rates will not see a tightening of rates anytime so quickly. Now, if you're looking at the bond yields at the longer end, I believe the sharp rise has been too fast, too overdone. The bond bears are overreacting to the kind of inflation expectations that we're seeing in the ground. No doubt there will be inflation this year around the world. Well, come on, because you have stronger demand. Everyone's coming out, going for dining. Everyone's not traveling yet, but everyone's dining. Everyone's coming back to workplaces. So we are back more to the BAU, the business as usual, back towards the pre-pandemic level. So certainly with higher demand, as we learn from economics textbook, demand goes up, supplies remain stuck, prices will definitely go up. So low inflation last year will mean that we're going to see stronger inflation this year, but it's not going to be a prolonged inflation period, because I believe that going on to the next year, inflation is going to fall back down again. Now think of this as a swing door. Now if you go into the past, you know, in the past you swing the door forward and then the door swings back, right? So with some damping. So the low inflation last year means that this year we have another swing of the door towards the high inflation. But eventually, as we go past the next couple of months and years, it will slowly eventually move towards a long-term equilibrium, which I believe is still under the 2% mark, particularly from the U.S. case. So the Fed will have a lot of room for them to maintain low interest rates. I think that's not of a big issue right now.
Yeah, hopefully you get back to business as usual for everyone. I've been chatting with Francis Tan. He's the investment strategist for UOB Private Bank. Francis, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.